Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving deep into Alphabet Inc., the parent company of Google, ticker Google. We've got a lot to cover, from the latest earnings and the massive AI push, to the balance sheet, the competitive threats, and of course, what the future might look like for this tech giant. Let's get right into it. Alphabet is one of those names that's a household staple, but it's also a company at a major inflection point. We're talking about a business that generates over $400 billion in annual revenue, yet it's facing an existential shift driven by artificial intelligence. The stock has had a wild ride, up over 70% in the last year, but it's also seen some volatility. Today, we're going to break down exactly what's happening under the hood. For anyone who needs a quick refresher, Alphabet operates through three main segments: Google Services, which includes Search, YouTube, and Android; Google Cloud, which is their enterprise cloud business; and Other Bets, which covers everything from Waymo to Verily. Sundar Pichai is at the helm, and the company is headquartered in Mountain View, California. With nearly 186,000 employees, it's a massive operation. But the key here is that the vast majority of revenue, over 80%, still comes from advertising, specifically Google Search and YouTube. Let's talk about the numbers, because the revenue story is really interesting. In fiscal year 2025, Alphabet generated just under $403 billion in total revenue. That's up from $350 billion in 2024 and $307 billion in 2023. The growth is accelerating, and it's being driven by a few key areas. Google Search alone brought in over $224 billion. YouTube advertising revenue hit $40.4 billion. And then there's Google Cloud, which pulled in $58.7 billion. That cloud number is critical because it's the highest growth segment, and it's where a lot of the AI monetization is happening. Geographically, the US is the biggest market at about $194 billion, followed by EMEA at $117 billion, and Asia Pacific at nearly $68 billion. Now, let's get into the most recent quarter. Alphabet's first quarter of 2026 was a standout. They reported consolidated revenue that exceeded expectations, and the market reacted strongly. The stock jumped over 7% in after-hours trading. Net income came in at over $30 billion for the quarter, which is a record. Earnings per share were 2.81 cents, beating analyst estimates by a wide margin. The operating margin expanded to 33%, which is impressive for a company of this scale. The big story here was the acceleration in Google Cloud revenue, which grew 43% year over year to $16.5 billion. That's a clear sign that their AI investments are paying off in the enterprise space. On the earnings call, management was very focused on the AI opportunity. Sundar Pichai emphasized that they are in a unique position because they have the full stack, from AI models like Gemini to infrastructure like TPUs, and then the application layer with products like Search and Cloud. He said they are seeing strong adoption of AI-powered features across their products. The CFO also highlighted that capital expenditures would remain elevated as they continue to invest in data centers and infrastructure. They're essentially building out the capacity to handle what they believe will be massive demand for AI services. The tone was confident but measured. They know the competition is fierce, but they feel they have the scale and talent to win. Let's take a look at the financial health of the company. Alphabet is a cash-generating machine. In fiscal year 2025, they generated over $164 billion in operating cash flow. After spending $91.4 million on capital expenditures, free cash flow was still over $73 billion. That's a lot of firepower. On the balance sheet, they have over $30 billion in cash and equivalents and total assets of nearly $600 billion. Total debt is only about $18 billion, so the balance sheet is pristine. The return on equity is nearly 39%, and the net profit margin is about 38%. These are elite-level profitability metrics. They also have a modest dividend, yielding about 0.2%, but the real return to shareholders has been through share buybacks. They've been aggressively reducing the share count, which has helped boost earnings per share. Now let's go into the SWOT analysis, which gives us a structured view of the competitive landscape. Starting with strengths, Alphabet has an incredibly dominant position in digital advertising. Google Search and YouTube are essentially duopolies with Meta. They have a massive data advantage that feeds their AI models. Financially, they are one of the most profitable companies in the world, with a fortress balance sheet. And they have a diversified revenue base that's now expanding into cloud and other bets. On the weakness side, the biggest concern is revenue concentration. Over 75% of revenue still comes from advertising, which makes them vulnerable to economic cycles. There's also the ongoing regulatory risk. Antitrust cases in the US and EU could force structural changes. And while they are investing heavily in AI, they are playing catch-up to Microsoft-backed OpenAI in terms of market perception. Opportunities are massive. The AI revolution is still in its early innings, and Alphabet is uniquely positioned with its own chips, models, and distribution. Google Cloud is a high-growth, high-margin business that could eventually rival AWS. Waymo is leading in autonomous driving, and if that scales, it could be a multi-billion dollar business. And there's always the possibility of new revenue streams from subscription products or healthcare. Threats include the obvious. Microsoft and OpenAI are direct competitors in search and cloud. There's also the risk of disintermediation. If AI chatbots become the primary way people access information, Google's search monopoly could erode. Regulatory action is a wild card, and so is the macroeconomic environment. If advertising spending slows, Alphabet will feel it. Looking at the recent price action, Google has been on a tear. Over the last 6 months, the stock is up over 58%. In the last year, it's up over 70%. That's a massive run. But it's not without volatility. There was a dip in March of 2026, which was followed by a sharp recovery after earnings. The stock is currently trading around $383. The 50-day moving average is trending up, and the stock is above both the 50 and 200-day moving averages, which is a bullish signal. The relative strength index is in the mid-60s, so it's not overbought, but it's getting there. Short-term, the market is pricing in continued momentum, but we need to be cautious about chasing a stock that's already had a big move. Now let's talk about valuation. This is where it gets interesting. We ran a valuation model, and we used a discounted cash flow approach because Alphabet has predictable, growing free cash flows. The model confidence is high given the clarity of their business model. Our fair value estimate for Google is around $410 per share. At the current price of $383, that implies about a 7% upside. The model assumes a 5-year compound annual growth rate of around 12%, which is reasonable given the cloud and AI tailwinds. What drives this valuation? First, the core advertising business continues to grow at a mid to high single-digit pace. Second, Google Cloud is growing at over 40% and is becoming a major profit driver. Third, the company is aggressively buying back shares, which boosts per-share value. And fourth, the potential from other bets like Waymo is not even fully baked into the numbers yet. So the valuation is reasonable, but it's not a deep value play. It's a quality growth stock at a fair price. All right, here's my take. Alphabet is a fantastic business with a wide moat, incredible financials, and a clear path to growth through AI. The verdict is that it's a buy, but with a caveat. The upside case is straightforward. If AI monetization accelerates, cloud margins expand, and regulatory risks are manageable, we could see the stock trade significantly higher over the next 5 years. The risk case is that competition from Microsoft and OpenAI eats into search market share, or that antitrust action forces a breakup. But even in that scenario, the sum of the parts might be worth more than the whole. For the trigger to buy, I'd look for pullbacks into the $350 to $360 range, which would offer a better margin of safety. For the watch list, keep an eye on cloud revenue growth and any regulatory headlines. Now, let's talk about the 5-year outlook. If you had invested $10,000 in Google 5 years ago, it would be worth over $30,000 today. Looking forward, if the company can compound earnings at 12 to 15% annually, a similar investment today could grow to around $17,000 to $20,000 in 5 years. That's a solid return, but not life-changing. The key is that this is a high-quality compounder, not a speculative bet. It belongs in a diversified portfolio. So that's Alphabet. A dominant tech giant with a strong balance sheet, a clear AI strategy, and a reasonable valuation. It's not a screaming bargain, but it's a business you can own for the long haul. Thanks for watching. And as always, do your own research before making any investment decisions. I'll see you in the next video.